Nolte, Wokesters Cancel Children's Halloween Costumes, Not Cherokee Warren. By John Nolte on September 24, 2019. For decades, and as a means to advance her own academic and political career, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, engaged in the most dishonest and shameless act of cultural appropriation imaginable, and the so-called woke movement is getting her a total pass. These woke Puritans on the left claim to be all about racial sensitivity, about opposing white privilege, about not offending people of color. They're so rabid they swarm to attack nobody high schoolers who wear problematic prom dresses, white college kids who wear dreadlocks, even children who trick or treat as an Indian chief or an Eskimo or a Mexican bandit or an Arab. This is supposed to be the new sensitivity, right? We're supposed to be perfecting our society into something more pure and decent, right? Well, then, explain to me just how in the hell a kid in a sombrero is problematic and not a 70-year-old white woman who spent decades wearing the equivalent of red face to advance herself? For decades, Elizabeth Warren committed the most audacious act of cultural appropriation I have ever seen in a national politician. For decades, Warren pretended to be a Cherokee Indian. And to this day, even though her DNA test proves she has no more native blood, and probably less, than the average white American, she still hasn't admitted she is not part Cherokee. To everyday Americans, it's her cheating that galls us. It's someone pretending to be someone she is not as a means to gain an advantage that galls us. The Puritan wokesters, though, if they actually were who they say they are, if they actually stood for what they say they stand for, should be apoplectic over Cherokee Warren, because what she did is not only outrageous, is not only a privileged white woman stealing a cultural identity purely for mercenary purposes, but you also have to ask yourself how many real-life people of color were not hired or promoted or given an opportunity because Cherokee Warren had already filled that slot. What more proof is there that the woke movement is a total fraud filled with partisan liars? Here Warren is surging in the Democrat primary to a point where the Democrat presidential nomination is probably hers to lose. The latest polls show her up in both Iowa and New Hampshire, the first two primary states, and so far she has paid zero price from the woke police for decades and decades and decades of cultural appropriation. Look at it this way. If your child dresses as a Cherokee Indian this Halloween, the woke tards will be coming after you and him. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.